Morning. I normally don't live like this. I apologize.
But it's been a tough summer for Bloomington resident Jeremy Bundy.
I would be horrified if I had children living in something like this right now.
Bundy was without power and fending off eviction for most of July. Earlier this month, a judge gave Bundy some extra time to work things out with his landlord. Bundy says he fell behind on his rent after losing his job in construction at the start of the pandemic.
I've been out and put applications in places, and just nobody wants to put the time in to hire me because they're afraid when the pandemic's up, I'm going to go back to working construction.
Almost a year ago, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention imposed a federal moratorium on evictions as people fell on hard times during the pandemic. But director of the Housing Law Center at Indiana Legal Services, Brandon Beeler, says housing security was a problem before the pandemic.
Indianapolis, in fact, is number 14 in the country. Out of all metropolitan areas, it's the 14th highest eviction rate. Fort Wayne is, I forget which number they are, but they're also in that top, I think, 20 at least.
Even this latest moratorium is tenuous at best if an Indiana county isn't at a substantial or high rate of transmission for 14 straight days. The moratorium in that county will end and evictions can resume.
However, our eviction diversion program would still be in place. And that does ask the landlord and directs the landlord to complete that eviction diversion affidavit at least 20 days before filing for court.
Monroe County Circuit Judge Catherine Stafford helped unveil the eviction diversion program last month. It requires landlords to complete an eviction diversion affidavit at least 20 days before filing for an eviction.
If it's an eviction for nonpayment, we put it on the landlord to notify the tenant of the diversion program. We put it on the tenant to apply for anything that they may be eligible for.
That includes Indiana Emergency Rental Assistance Funds, which can be sought by anyone who has lost income due to COVID-19. But Beeler says some states are still distributing the first round of emergency rental assistance dollars that were approved by the federal government at the end of 2020. Many of these statewide programs that provide emergency housing funds are overwhelmed with requests.
Every time we talk to a tenant, at least either calling our office or in these virtual clinics, have no idea about rental assistance or didn't know they could apply.
Judge Stafford says Indiana law requires landlords to work with tenants who are struggling to pay rent under what's called a duty to mitigate. The goal is to get landlords to exhaust all options before they file for an eviction against a tenant.
There's no way to expunge an eviction. Once it's been filed, it's always going to be there. And a prospective landlord might not really notice or care whether it led to an eviction or not.
Beeler is hoping every jurisdiction in the state can enact some kind of eviction diversion program if they haven't already.
Perhaps there could be a pre-filing status conference that just brings both parties to the table to say, what can we do? Like, what, you know, how, you know, what can the tenant pay X amount of dollars per week just to kind of start making it up?
Judge Stafford says it's premature to say if Monroe County will continue its eviction diversion program after the COVID-19 pandemic is over. For WFIU News, I'm Adam Pinsker.